Hey everybody, thank you for sticking around. This is Angie. Welcome to the podcast about nothing. Today I'm going to be recording another podcast. It's going to be a little bit different. You don't know a whole lot about me, so what I've decided to do was gradually, little by little, just kind of keep you on the hook a little bit, is to divulge a little bit about myself. So I'm going to be sharing a talk that I gave several years ago to a group of women in an organization which I was a part of at that time. I was on the board of directors at that time. So I'll be sharing that talk with you. It's a very intimate, very intricate talk. And it's ironic, not ironic, but I guess I'm pretty much the same. Not that I haven't changed a bit, but my philosophies, my morals, things of that nature have remained the same. So what you're hearing in the talk and what you're hearing forthcoming is what I still feel and believe today in terms of life experiences, and spirituality. This podcast is sponsored by KMT Technical Services, a San Francisco Bay Area-based digital audio-visual company. KMT Technical Services provide audio and visual services at a very high level. If you're having a corporate conference or meeting or event and you need equipment, contact KMT Technical Services. They're always available to help you and work with their clients closely. They're very experienced, very knowledgeable in what they do. They know everything from basic audio theory to advanced audio, psychoacoustics, video, digital audio. You know, if you need them, contact them. And you can't go wrong if you contact KMT for all your AV needs. And if you're looking to upgrade your event facility, KMT Technical Services also does contracting work in terms of installations and integration. So contact them for all of your audiovisual needs. KMT Technical Services, San Francisco Bay Area-based digital audio video company. So I'm going to go right into the podcast. So it's going to probably be somewhat like, I think it may be about 30 minutes or something, but it is a recording. And again, thank you for listening. I appreciate you being on board and staying on board.
I'm pleased to introduce Angie Toussaint Billingsley, event manager and hostess of this particular space we're in today. And she's going to give us a little 20-minute talk. At least we're going to try and keep her to 20 minutes. Angie Toussaint Billingsley.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm going to really try to keep it to 20 minutes. I tried to wave that. See, that took up like 30 seconds. I tried to wave my intro. Well, I'm speaking today about It's a New Day, renewal of the mind, body, and spirit. And most of our speakers, well, first of all, I want to welcome all of the visitors again. And I share in Shirley's sentiment and the sentiment of the entire board and membership in welcoming you to our monthly meeting. We're so happy to have you, and welcome to our members as well. I just marvel every single month at the beauty and the colorfulness and how we come together with such great energy and such great spirit. It's a fantastic, wonderful networking group, and I'm glad to be a part of it. It's a new day, renewal of mind, body, and spirit. Usually when we have someone talking and speaking, keynote speaker, if you will, they're generally giving us information regarding our businesses and productivity in our businesses and the companies we work for, et cetera. I tried to go a different path this time because I thought that as women, we also need some internal stuff. We have a lot of internal stuff going on, and it is a new day. It's a new day because there's a new administration. Barack Obama is, this is the first time that this country has had a biracial president who considers himself to be African-American. His father is from Kenya in Africa, and his mother is Caucasian. So this is the first time in U.S. history that we do have a biracial president. The economy is in a condition that was never before this way, I think, since the Depression. It's approaching that. I think the only thing we're missing are the soup lines. People are, the housing crisis, people are losing their homes, foreclosures, there are tent cities that are rising up all across the country, everywhere. Children are homeless more than ever before.
it's a brand new day in this country. The divorce rate, because of the financial situation, the divorce rate has gone up. People can't get through their financial woes together as husband and wife, as partners, as lovers, and it destroys families and the suicide rate. And it's just really, really tragic out there. Increase in homelessness. 1 week we had 677,000 layoffs, companies closing down in 1 week in this country. And that's not to say, to mention the other ones that succeeded that. So that's amazing. It's a brand new day, and we're talking about the mind, body, and spirit. I'm going to start out with talking about the mind, renewal of the mind. What is the mind? I have a background in nursing. I'm a registered nurse. I haven't practiced nursing in a very, very long time. I got my undergraduate degree from San Francisco State, a BSN in nursing, and I also have a master's degree in cellular and molecular biology from Stanford University. So I'm pretty I'm pretty equipped to talk about the body, but I will not be that much in depth. I'm relating to all of you, and I don't want you to miss this message. The mind, how we think, feel, judgments, intellect, how we conceptualize. The mind, we have gremlins in our minds sometimes that tell us, place tricks on our minds that your husband's cheating, your wife's cheating, your partner's cheating, this business will not work for you, you can't afford to start this business is going to fail. Those little gremlins, they play tricks on our mind. But I'm here to say, and I want to challenge you to take control of what you want in your life. Take control of your mind. Focus on what's positive. Don't get paralyzed with the negativity that the mind plays on you. I don't want to miss anything. I have so much to say in 20 minutes. the mind takes us to places where we generally don't want to be. We renew our minds. If we have an opportunity to renew our minds every day that we wake up. It's a brand new day. We can first face our circumstances head on. We don't have to avoid bill collectors. We can pick up the phone and say, I don't have the money. We can look our partners in the eyes and say, this is hard for me, but I love you. I want this to work. We can tell our employer, well, I really need a job. Do you have a recommendation? We can tell ourselves that this business will work because I want this business to work. I want to succeed. This is a good idea. I want to help people. It's all about renewing of the mind. And every day we wake up, it's an opportunity to renew our mind. And Rhonda Byrne of The Secret says, if you want to change anything in your life, change the channel. If you want to change anything in your life, change the frequency, change the channel. Start thinking about what you want. Think about who you want to be. Think about what you want, and think about how you're going to get there. Renewing the mind by affirming what you want. Decide who you are, what you want to do, what you think, what you want to, and think about it, envision it, and then that vision will become your life. Renewing of the mind. So we talked about it being a new day, the new administration. I think the economy is bad, the foreclosure crisis, financial crisis. We talked about renewal of the mind. Now we're going to talk about renewal of the body. This is personal to me because I strongly believe in fitness. I've always been a fitness fanatic. High school, college, track, basketball, volleyball team. I still run. I ride bikes. I play golf. I train every day, weight train every day. I teach stretch classes. Classes for balance and stretch and just to center the body, because as adults our equilibrium is very, very important to us. And as women, our bodies are important to us. As you well know, Margo is a fitness trainer. We have another one here, Marilyn. She's a member and she's not here. She had to leave early. She wasn't feeling well because she's pregnant. But it's so important to take care of our bodies as women. We neglect our bodies. And if fast food is a friend of yours, get rid of that friend. It's unhealthy, and I'm not talking about becoming a vegan or a vegetarian, but if you are, that's fantastic, but that's a lifestyle. But start small. Take a walk. Do some stretching exercises. There are things, isometric exercises that you can do at home or at your desk. You can use a chair, for example, and you can work your glutes. You know, you can work your hip flexor. You know, you can do stretch exercises. There are rubber bands where you can work your biceps and your triceps. Simple things to do, because as women, we are susceptible to ovarian cancer, kidney disease. As we get older, our bones become brittle. They break. osteoporosis and all the inconveniences of menopause, which I'm so proud to be going through right now at 46. So if you see me like sweating profusely, I'm totally not nervous. I'm just having a flash, and I'm loving this experience, and I'm totally loving this transition. But if I were not healthy, I probably would need hormone replacement therapy, HRT, or some other medication to get me through this process. But I don't take anything, and I'm fine with that. I'm fine with sweating a little bit. You know, so let's just take care of our health, so that when we do have something that ails our bodies, that we'll be able to deal with it better. Without medication, hopefully. Let's see. We talked about renewal of the mind. We talked about it being a new day. We talked about the body. I want to talk about renewal of the spirit. I have an interesting, very interesting story to tell, a very sentimental story to tell you about the spirit. I'm not talking about religion at all. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the spirit, who you are, what you live and breathe. I'm going to share a story with you. It happened many years ago. The couple that I knew who lived in San Francisco, and I'm talking fast because, again, I'm not nervous, but I'm so conscious of the time and being put on in a time slot, but I'm doing very, very well, I see. But I want to tell you a story about a couple, a young married couple who had a daughter who was 2 years old. Was over 25 years ago, lived in San Francisco. It was in January. This was the birthday of the wife. And so the couple, they lived in a beautiful Victorian in San Francisco, beautiful home, upstairs, downstairs. The parents lived upstairs. They occupied the upstairs portion, and the married couple and daughter occupied the bottom portion of the Victorian. And they were preparing to go out for her birthday, celebrating, and the husband was upstairs with the in-laws and chit-chatting and maybe drinking wine or cranberry juice or whatever, and the wife was downstairs with the daughter and listening to music. And you know, as parents, sometimes like, if you have children, it's this phantom cry. Sometimes you're in the shower and you think you hear your baby crying, and it's like you go out, the baby's just sound asleep. But that's because you hear the child crying all the time. But there was this sound coming from outside, and that the wife heard, and it was screaming. And but she wasn't sure whether or not she was really hearing this noise, or was she was hallucinating, or I don't know. But so she opened the door, and she saw her sister and her husband running down the stairs, saying, "A fire! A fire! Your baby, our baby." And she, without all the education she had, without thinking, she didn't touch the door, all the fire safety she had. She didn't touch the door to see how hot it was. She just burst into her daughter's room, into the flames. And the next thing she remembers is sitting on a neighbor's couch and hearing someone say they're carrying her daughter out in a body bag. That mother was me. That father was my husband. And that was our daughter. Akwene Naishiwa died in a house fire many years ago. That took us on a spiritual journey that was second to none. During that time, we were born again Christians. Again, I'm not talking about religious. I'm not talking about any religion. If you are a Christian, whether it's Judaism, Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, Taoism, whatever your spirituality is, embrace it. That took us on a remarkable spiritual journey. And where we are today is the best place we've ever been in our life. Sure, I suffered as a result. We both suffered as a result emotionally. I went through anorexia nervosa. I was hospitalized. But I don't regret the experience because I wouldn't be where I am spiritually without that experience. And I'm on a spiritual high. There is absolutely nothing that I feel that I cannot handle in life. I don't wish that upon anyone. I'm confident, secure, brave, strong, all of these characteristics, I'm that tenfold. and we're spiritual, and it's just a great place for us in our life. And like I said, whatever your spirituality is, embrace your spirituality and let that take you to a place where you need to be. The only way to soar is if everything is in sync, if your mind and your body and your spirit are in sync. If there's a deficit in any one of those, there'll be a deficit in you. So I just challenge you to, in spite of your problems and your circumstances and your conditions, whether it be financial, whether it be seeking employment, whether you're suffering from home loss, whatever it is, deal with the situation. Do not run from it. Do not be afraid of anything. Do not be afraid of anyone. Do not be intimidated by anyone. If you have a business, take that business to the next level because you can do it. If I'm able to overcome such a traumatic experience in my life and smile and be grateful and accept all that the universe has to offer, anyone can do it. It's just an amazing experience. And I just want to say to you, I'm doing pretty good with time. Let your spirituality develop you. Let it develop your mind. Pray, meditate, reconnect with your own source of spiritual wisdom. My intention for all of you is that the universe will give you love, joy, and prosperity. My intention for all of you is that the universe will give you love, joy, and prosperity. My intention for all of you is that the universe will give you love, joy, and prosperity. Thank you. I know.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. It was a brief look into who I am as a person, who I am spiritually, who I am morally, and the kind of human being that I am. I am still that same person today. And if I had to do that talk all over again, I would say the same thing because I feel the same thing. This is a sponsored podcast. I invite you to, if you choose, to leave positive feedback, recommend it, share it, if you will. Thank you again for listening. And on that note, I'm going to sign off and I'll chat with you next time. And stay on board. There's many, many more great podcasts about nothing, but yet about everything. Take good care. Talk to you soon. Bye.